I'm Lisa Dent. Bob Surratt's got a couple days off. If you want to see what he's up to, follow him on Instagram or Twitter. I'm sure he'll be posting something. Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Good morning, Jen. How are you today?
Good morning, Lisa. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So I was excited to see that the Mars Chocolate Factory is considering donating their facility to the neighborhood.
Yes, it's a very cool. Mars Chocolate Factory has been in Galwood for more than 100 years, and they are ready to close down this factory, which makes our favorite Snickers, Milky Way, Twix bars. And they are going to work with the neighborhood to turn it into something that the neighborhood wants. So there are currently a bunch of meetings happening, and people are suggesting things. And if you go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, you can click on a survey and weigh in if you want a community center there. People talked about having gallery spaces for artists, event spaces. So there are a lot of ideas up in the air, and Mars is going to try to work with the neighborhood to get something that they really want there.
That's going to be awesome. But let me tell you, those meetings, when it boils down to a few ideas, will probably get pretty contentious.
Exactly. Fortunately, there's a group called the Local Initiative Support Corp, and they have a lot of experience in city development. So they'll be able to kind of be a reality check on all the ideas in terms of cost and timeline. So I think that'll be good to have on hand.
Jen Sabella is a co-founder of Block Club Chicago. And what's going on with Washington Park and the Camera Club? I read your article, and I thought this was really cool because it gives us all a different look at Washington Park.
It's so neat. I never even knew this existed, but the Washington Park Camera Club has been around since the 1950s, and it is the oldest predominantly African-American camera club in Chicago. And the folks in this club basically just document the park over the years. So they have, you know, a decade of photos here, nearly a decade of photos. And there is an exhibit called Olmsted 200, Parks for All People, happening. And you're going to be able to go and check out a virtual exhibit of how Washington Park has changed over the last 200 years. And you can go to olmsted200.org to check out the work, which will be all up starting this weekend.
And part of the story is about, or at least he's quoted in here, Kerry Carter. He's a retired Chicago police detective, and he used to photograph crime scenes. He's got a much better gig now as part of this camera club, doesn't he?
Exactly. All the animals in the park and just people, and, you know, really erasing that crime scene past from his memory there.
And I think all of us can put our camera to use, our iPhone to use, because Lincoln Park Zoo wants to team up with us and help document the animals and everything we're witnessing in the city, right?
This is so neat. It's called a BioBlitz and the City Nature Challenge, and more than 350 cities across the country are participating. And what you can do is download this app called iNaturalist, which is free, and take photos of whatever you see around Chicago in terms of wildlife. It could be animals, it could be a plant, and you're like, what is this thing? It could even be like a mushroom or feathers, just to see what, if you just don't know what it is, you can upload it to this app, and it'll be cataloged by the Lincoln Park Zoo. And you, if you really want to get in on the action and learn about all these things, the zoo has a bunch of free events that you can sign up for, both in person and virtually, starting April 29th. You can go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, to sign up, or go to the Lincoln Park Zoo website.
All right. Thank you so much. We love the extremely local zoo news. I love the zoo, though, too. And I want to do some of those pictures. Dave, you're a photographer, too. And, you know, you're in and around the city. You should submit a few as well.
Okay. I'm game.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us, Jen. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a good one.